Well, good morning once again. Thank you, worship team. I really enjoyed that. Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, work in our hearts this morning. Remove what you want to remove and replace it with what you want to replace it with. It's that simple. Have your way in our lives. Have your way here this morning. We seek you, Lord. Not just your word, but your presence, your entirety. Lord, fill this place with your spirit. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our beings with your word. Open up heaven for us this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Does anybody know what the oldest American logo is? You know, like for a business? What? Ford? Nope. What? No? That's what's that? Well, that's not on my list either. Number four, Union Pacific. It's like a little shield. Number three, Johnson & Johnson. Number two, Coca-Cola. That's not my favorite. I prefer Royal Crown, but that's okay. Number one, John Deere. Yeah, I saw that you wore it. That's not a deer, though. I don't care. Originally, it had a log in it, and it showed the deer leaping over it, but they didn't need the log, I guess. Or maybe the environmentalists got to them. I don't know. So what's number four? No. Or number five, I'm sorry. You're right, though. What's number five? See, I'm throwing another one at you. Prudential Insurance. Their symbol is the Rock of Gibraltar. It's a little rock over in the, right at the entrance of the Mediterranean Sea. 1,398 feet. I thought, well, maybe that might be the highest one there is, but actually it isn't. There's a couple in Australia that are like twice that. Rock of Gibraltar. It's a symbol of strength, stability, durability, endurance, permanence. It's a symbol of security. But after all, it's the logo of an insurance company, so of course it would be, right? What does that tell us? What do you think of when you think of a rock? A powerful, strong rock. Our opening scripture was Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I just noticed a word in there. I'm going to make a comment of my buckler. Does everybody know what that is? There's two types of shields. You have the big one, that's in front of you. Then you have one that attaches to your wrist. That's the buckler. So he's our shield and our buckler, isn't he? But he's our rock and our fortress. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Revised Version says, for in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. You know, there ought to be a song about that, shouldn't there? Actually, there is. It's based on Exodus 33:20-22. And he, God, said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. The cleft of the rock. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. What does the rock represent? Kind of covered that a little bit already, but I'll get a few more words. Rock means solid, stable, long-lasting, unchanging, steadfast, unmovable. I like that last one, unmovable. Isaiah 54:10, for the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord that has mercy on thee. The rock that doesn't move. I got a lot of scripture this morning, you notice. Psalm 31:2-3. Bow down, or incline thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock, a craggy rock, a fortress, and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. See, rock in there a couple times. The first time, they both have different meanings. The first one is Strong 66:97. It means a cliff. Be thou my strong rock, my cliff. Then it says for a house of defense. That means literally a fortress house to save me. For thou art my rock. That's a different word. It means a craggy rock, a fortress. And my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. You know, it just doesn't seem to make much sense to say be because you are. And yet that's what prayer is. I shared a version of this sermon a couple years ago. And it seemed needed today. Prayer is needed. Prayer is always needed. But as we get closer to the end, I think I talked about prayer last week or the week before. So obviously it's in my heart. It should be on all our hearts. Be because you are. That's what prayer is. We can call out to God based on what he is. In Psalm 31:2, it said a rock, a cliff, a house of defense, a fortress house. In verse 3 in my notes, but it isn't. It's verse 2. A rock, a stronghold, a fortress. Three times we see the words a fortress. And the other time, the first time that we see the word rock, we see the cliff. That provides something else. Psalm 61:2, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That's a cliff. What happens when you have a rock right behind you and you're being attacked? That's protection, because you know they're not going to be attacking you from the back, are they? In Isaiah 52:12, it says, "For you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward or rear guard." He's the rock that's behind us. He's the cliff. We can call out to God based on who He is. Be a rock, for thou art a rock. Does that make sense? Actually, it says more than that. It says, "Be to me a rock, for thou art a rock." Do we have to tell a rock to be a rock? They kind of come by it naturally, don't they? What is our rock? A rock is our sure foundation for our lives. Matthew 7:24-25, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." That's, of course, opposed to the man that built his house upon the sand. No foundation, nothing. That's the world. They have no foundation. They have nothing to build their house, their lives on. I saw a picture once, actually it was two-panel drawing, and it showed two wheels. One of them had the hub in the center is God, and the spokes are just lying there. They're not connected to the hub. That wheel isn't going to go anywhere, is it? The other one showed the spokes connected the way they're supposed to be, to the hub, to the center, to God. We can move with that one, can't we? Exodus 17:5-6, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." What did the Apostle Paul say our rock was? 1 Corinthians 10:4, talking about the children of Israel, "And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Everything in the Bible has to do with Christ, by the way. Everything. So we see that our rock is a rock of refreshment. We can call out to God based on what we believe Him to be to us. "Be to me a rock, for thou art my rock and my fortress." With faith, we take possession of all He is and all He is to us. Lord, we pray for healing for Jolene, please. Be your healer, Lord, please. You know, if we just ask Him for any old thing, we are not by faith relying on what He is. We are not using who He is as part of our plea. Be what you are. Can God ignore that? He can't, can He? Can He deny who or what He is? 2 Timothy 2:13 says, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. He must be true to his character. He must be true to who he is. Revelation 19:11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. His name is Faithful. Psalm 31:2 and 3 again. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, for thou, my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Be because you are. For your name's sake. God's honor's at stake. See an example of this in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 25-8. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name. How many parts of that petition were you counting them? I wasn't counting them, but there's a lot of them. Are you not God? Are you not our God? Are we not your people? Didn't you give this land to your friend, Abraham? He also talks about the people that were attacking her, Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir, which is Eden. That's Esau. He said, you wouldn't let us attack them when we came out of Egypt because they're family. So we let them go. We didn't try to take their land. Now here they are repaying us. Does God need to be reminded of these things? No. Do we need to remind him of these things? Yes. Doesn't make sense, does it, Todd? Who benefits? See, that's what it's about. Yes, we need to remind him because it benefits us. It kind of reinforces in us what he is and who he is. All Jehoshaphat was saying was building up his faith, and it was displaying and speaking his faith. He was showing his faith, but he was reminding himself of faith. He was reminding himself of God's power. What it comes down to is this. Lord, you are a rock and a fortress. Be to me my rock and fortress. It's simple. But does it stop there? Is that all there is? There's a principle here, and we need to put it into practice. Lord, you are a healer. Be to me my healer. Lord, you are a deliverer. Be to me my deliverer. Lord, you are a provider. Be to me my provider. Lord, you are salvation. Be to me my salvation. Lord, you are peace. Be to me my peace. Lord, you are an encourager. Be to me my encourager. Lord, you are a guide. Be to me my guide. Lord, you are strength. Be to me my strength. Lord, you are joy. Be to me my joy. Do you see it? We could go on and on, couldn't we? And we should. Obviously, we should. Lord, we thank you that you're all these things and more. We just pray, Lord, that each attribute of you will be manifested in our lives and in our situations, Lord. You're all we need. You are the all-sufficient one, the I am. Everything we need you to be and everything you need to be. Lord, we just pray that you be all these things for us because you are all these things. Thank you for your word, Lord. And thank you for your presence here this morning and always. Thank you for your presence in our lives and your gift of salvation. Lord, I pray that you'd go with each one of us today. I pray that, as always, as you do, that you'll meet all our needs. And fill us with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming. That concludes our service.